This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Domestic energy capacity has been at the top of mind at the White House this week, or at least it shared space at the top of a very long list of things that I imagine are top of mind at the White House of late. The president is worried about solar capacity, specifically the unavailability of solar cells and associated parts. So the White House has announced a list of things it is going to do to get solar supplies to where they need to be, and while they're at it, it's going to try to give a boost to domestic solar manufacturers. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
75% to 80% of solar panels used in the U.S. are imported from Cambodia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam. The Commerce Department began investigating those countries in March to see if they were essentially laundering Chinese solar panels on which the U.S. had placed tariffs over unfair trade practices.
It really sent basically a freeze throughout the entire solar industry.
Abigail Ross Hopper is president of the Solar Energy Industries Association. The fear is that the investigation would result in tariffs on solar equipment.
Companies didn't know whether they would be able to get solar modules, what costs those modules would be, whether modules they already had imported into the United States were going to be hit retroactively with the tariff.
So yesterday, the president restored certainty. He said there would be no solar tariffs for 2 years on these countries. And he promised support for U.S. solar manufacturers, using government contracts to promote demand, invoking the Defense Production Act to unlock funding. But there is a long road ahead. Joseph Mikett is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
So as an example, solar developers plan to install something like 15 gigawatts of solar capacity last year in the United States. Total U.S. solar manufacturing is somewhere around 2 gigawatts.
Reshoring the kind of manufacturing currently found in Southeast Asia would be a heavy lift, says Jordan Schneider with the Rhodium Group.
Because by and large, it is a sort of volume-driven industry where cheap energy is a really important input.
But the U.S. could have an advantage in more cutting-edge solar technology. And growing U.S. demand helps U.S. manufacturing, says Lachlan Carey with the Rocky Mountain Institute.
We can expect to see solar manufacturers find competitive reasons to locate their manufacturing facilities closer to that deployment.
One big asterisk, despite all the incentives the Biden administration has announced, many more are still languishing in Congress. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.